Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Stale. Batting second. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Frank Johnson. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off McCovey, and towards Hunt, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to third. Mays moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. LeBoy reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton strikes out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marichal for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gosger moves to third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gosger scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stahl scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Staub reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub scores. It's 4 to nothing, Expos. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gosger moves to third. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bateman. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Bateman steals second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Taylor pinch hits for Juan Marichal. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike McCormick now pitching. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 2 in the game. Morton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Stahl moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a fly ball towards right. Bonds catches it and throws to second to double up Stahl. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hart moves to second. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Davison now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Jerry Johnson now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hart. Fairley moves to third. Gosger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. LaBoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Gosger moves to third. Bateman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 3 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger scores. Bateman moves to third. LaBoy moves to second. It's 6-0, Expos. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Johnson. Bateman scores. LeBoy moves to third. Wine moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Expos. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morton strikes out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-4 in the game. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to home to get LeBoy. Wine moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Bonds moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Expos. Claude Raymond now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-3 in the game. Dietz hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants 3. The Expos will come to bat. Al Gallagher now playing third base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fairley strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staub. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Staub steals second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lanier is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Stevenson pinch hits for Jerry Johnson. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.